Right, and finally, let's have a look at a question that we've got from someone in Hodge, Leeds. It's saying, what is being done to combat the increasing number of armed assaults by groups of men in the Milton Keynes area, particularly revolving around knives and other weapons? We've obviously covered this in detail already, but there does seem to be a number of assaults that have been reported recently.
Yeah, and I think this is very much focusing around that gang work that we've already discussed. The majority of those incidents where you'll see those things reported will revolve around some type of gang activity, some type of drug crime. That's why it's really important that the police are focusing on those key individuals within the gangs and focusing on things like knife possession to make sure that we tackle that. The reality, thankfully, in Milton Keynes is still that you are very unlikely to be the victim of a violent crime for the vast majority of people. Sadly, what we do see is the majority of those who are victims of violent crime are already involved in some area of criminality. That doesn't make it okay. Nobody should be a victim, but that's where we need to focus the efforts. Is very much around around the drugs trade, around gang activity, and that's why you've seen those particular operations by the police in Milton Keynes in recent weeks.
And as we move into autumn winter, what are your main priorities? What you're focusing on? Maybe what you're concerned about at the moment?
Yeah, I think we see a seasonal trend, if you like. Some of those issues around antisocial behaviour that you inevitably get over the summer holidays when kids are off school and the nights are longer tend to dwindle a bit. There's always some concerns around Halloween when you get some poor behaviour then. But as you get into the winter months, generally some of that stuff tends to quieten down. The thing that is a real focus for me at the moment, and people have heard about in the news, is how we tackle shoplifting. That's a big issue, not just in Milton Keynes, but across Thames Valley and across the country. I think there is an awful lot we can do. I'm having conversations with a lot of the big national retailers and some of the shopping centres themselves about some of the things that we can put in place to tackle that, about better sharing of intelligence. One of the issues is underreporting of shoplifting by retailers, perhaps because they think the police aren't going to do anything about it. And you end up in a vicious downward spiral because the police don't get the reports in, so they don't act on them. Therefore, people don't report and things get worse and worse. So looking at some systems particularly designed at retailers to make it easier for them to share intelligence and report crime to the police to make sure we have a much clearer picture. And actually, where we are effective in tackling shoplifting, we get some good results in court. We get some charges, we get some court results, and we get people off the streets. But I think we can be much more effective at doing that. So that's going to be a big push coming into the winter.
Brilliant. And finally, we had loads of debates, I think it was last year now, about police numbers in Milton Keynes. And there was an independent report recently that said that Milton Keynes had more officers per 100,000 than most places in the UK.
And I wasn't going to disagree with that. I mean, we've got more officers in Thames Valley than we've ever had before. Back at the end of the financial year, back at the end of March, we had just over 5,000 officers in Thames Valley. And of course, that still sounds like a small number compared with the 3 million people or so that there are. Yeah. But that's more than we've ever had before. And I think just about more per head of population than we've ever had before. Of course, it would be great to get more, but it's just as important about getting them in the right place, which is why over this year, we're doubling the number of officers in neighbourhood policing roles to increase visibility. That takes a bit of time to land, but we will, by early next year, have twice as many officers doing neighbourhood roles in Milton Keynes and across Thames Valley. That makes a real difference. We continue to recruit, so anybody out there who's interested in a career in policing, whether that's as a police constable, a detective, or really importantly, a PCSO, who are a really important part of this, there are those routes in. And the biggest challenge probably for the police at the moment is about retention, making sure that those people who join want to stay. I think the pay rise helps for some, but of course we still live in a very expensive part of the country, so we're looking at what other things we can do to make sure that Thames Valley Police is an employer of choice for people who want to join the force.
All right, brilliant. Well, we look forward to welcoming you back in a month or so, and thanks for coming in today.
Look forward to it. Thank you.